This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
All right, off we go. It's another Chord Buddy Podcast, episode number 130. Chord Buddy's the best way, easiest way, fastest way to learn to play guitar. You can play guitar right now. With Chord Buddy. Travis is here. Brady's here. What's up, y'all?
Give me a fist bump, Bray.
Come on with it.
Bump it. Not in your dream. So, Dave, I just took my lawnmower to the shop.
All right.
I was going to sell it for $600.
You're somewhat new.
Not the zero turn. No, the okay. Husky Varna. And I said, you think it's worth six? He goes, yeah. He said, it's probably worth 15. I said, really?
Yeah.
So I've got a Husky Varna.
How old is it?
Husqvarna.
Let me tell you, it's a nightmare.
Paul Harvey.
When I was a kid, yeah. Dave, and mother would take me to OPP.
Yeah.
Get down with OPP. You know me. Get down with OPP.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Dave.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious now. I need a little time off.
You need some time off?
For bad behavior.
The devil in me done been asleep too long.
I need a little time off for bad behavior.
Regular dog.
It seems I've been
too good for too long.
The main thing, Dave, is I'm out to work at the crack of dawn. I've been working like a...
It's not hitting me right now.
Regular dog,
yeah.
To keep the water and the wife.
The water, the wife, the woman, and the phone turned on.
Oh. Yes.
Doing all I can. Keep the woman, the wife, the woman, the phone, the lights turned. The lights, the woman, and the phone turned on.
Keep the water and the wife and the phone and the lights turned on.
Confederate Railroad made it famous. David Allen Coe
wrote
or made it.
Brady don't believe, like she don't believe me. I mean, look at this wall like I'm going to lie about something.
Right.
That I was on the road with David Allen Coe. Hated every minute of it.
Really? What?
We just played a few
shows. Did that happen?
We're going to have to go.
Phone check. Stand by.
Well, are we hot?
Yeah, we're hot.
We opened for them at Cowboys a couple of times, and then they liked it, so they said, hey, we're going down. It was either Tallahassee or somewhere. I said, yeah, we'll go.
Silverado?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So how many shows did you do?
Oh, with them, probably six.
And why'd you hate it?
He wouldn't allow any air in the building. And he,
air
no
conditioning.
Moving. He didn't want any air moving around him, so it was hot.
God.
Smoky, and he had a line of monitors from here to that wall that was louder than a jet engine on stage.
Wow.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Right. He was deaf, he was so loud, it was just miserable playing.
Wow.
Yeah. But anywho, speaking of country music, look at Brady sitting over there, little Bucky Beaver shirt on. we lost a legend last night. Most people won't even know this guy. But,
who would that be?
Huh? Irv.
Irv.
Woolsey.
Irv Woolsey. Now, I know the name, but I can't connect
it. George Strait's manager for years. He also owned Losers and Winners, the big nightclubs in Nashville.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I wasn't not aware.
Yeah, Woolsey Entertainment.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of artists, and he was a manager, and I met him through JR.
Yeah.
JR actually posted. JR was real good friends with him. And
JR from Columbia? Hughes from Columbia Records?
JR Schumann.
Schumann, yeah.
Yeah, from XM, you know.
Yes.
And so JR took me to see him, meet him, hang out with him several times.
Yeah.
And JR had a VIP sparking spot at every one of his clubs.
Nice.
But anyway, Irv died last night.
So, wow, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Legend in the music business.
Yes.
Or the business of music.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brady. I can see you sitting over there chomping at your little Bucky
Brady,
Beaver.
Come on.
Tell us
what's up in your world. What's been going on?
What's going on with the Colonel?
Nothing much. Getting ready for the beach.
Now, what time does the Colonel family leave to summer at the Cape?
They don't do that.
They got an 8-bedroom Summer Cottage.
No, they don't.
They don't? Mm-mm. They don't have their side-by-side riding up and down the beach in front of their 8-bedroom cottage?
No.
Having the servants run in front of it at the house.
Do you need anything, sir? Do you like me to...
Fasten! Fasten! Do you want any more cake? Here's a spoon. I'll feed it to you as you drive with the rocks.
I'll get that for you.
Anyway, where are we headed about 48 hours from now?
OBA.
What is that?
Orange Beach, Alabama.
Oh, Orange Beach. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, geez.
Are you going off with the guy or the guy and his family?
The guy and his family.
Oh, you're going.
Yeah, I don't summer at the Cape. I summer on Orange Beach in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
I don't go to the Cape with the Kennedys.
Right. Is the Colonel coming?
Colonel's coming.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Colonel will be there. Colonel's playing golf with us.
Colonel booked the tea time.
Okay. Colonel booked the tee time at Lost Key, which stands for lost ball.
Because it's so hard, you lose your ball.
That's what everybody said. They said, that's a tough course.
Wow.
What have you talked to about it? Ryan?
Ryan has played it. He said, that's a tough course. I said, they call it lost ball. He said, yeah, I can understand that.
Lost ball, wow. Okay.
Did he say anything else about it? He said it was nice or anything?
They're all nice down there. You're not going to find a bad golf course at the beach.
Probably not.
So we're staying at Carib.
Yep.
And it has a semi, what do you call it, Brady? Water park on prom. It's got these big water slides. And
a lazy river.
A putting course.
Yep. Indoor and outdoor pool.
Wow.
Indoor, outdoor hot tub.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're eating Saturday afternoon or night. I don't know how busy they're going to be at Cobalt, which is the on premise restaurant.
It's Gulf Front or Bay Front? How do you say
it's
that?
It's Bayfront.
Bayfront.
Yeah. Mm. The Carib is, but it's close to the Gulf. It's actually in the pass, the bridge. You see the bridge in the background?
Under the bridge.
Yeah, so it's actually in the pass.
And when do you guys depart and then come back?
Well, we depart Saturday.
Saturday.
And then we repart, depart, repart.
You come back home.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Four full days.
Actually,
nice.
It's Sunday, three full days, and then
the whole hee-haw gang.
The half of Saturday and the half of Wednesday.
The whole family.
Nine of us.
Wow. Okay.
Let's name them.
Ely bringing a friend.
Yep, Ely's bringing her new.
Ely's
got a boyfriend for the first time. I guess it's a boyfriend.
Was this the guy dating like 3 days ago?
Okay.
They're exclusive.
Exclusive.
Okay. Nice.
And his name is King.
Yes, Kingston. Kingston. We learned of him.
Yep. Yeah.
And then what's that other little kid that stays at your house?
Brannon.
Goodson. Yeah.
Brannon can't go. And that's good because I want Goodson to hang with Andrew and what's his face? A little more. Huh? The Colonel. I want him to hang with the Colonel more.
Okay. So he gets to know him.
Yeah, plus, we found out was quite the quarterback.
Oh, the Colonel was?
Yeah, quite the quarterback.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
Ryan Benton went to school with him, who is Goodson's golf instructor, and I said, you know, Andrew Gwynn? Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, yeah. He said he played quarterback for Providence. He said he was good to be as slow as he was. He looked like a sloth walking.
But he could sling the football.
He said he was very accurate, he said.
Wow, okay. He said, nice.
Yep.
You want to talk about where you're going in like April or something?
No. I do not. It is too soon for that.
Is this finally the...
shoot, you're really not going to talk about it.
Uh-uh. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Is this where he's finally going off for that time served thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you shadow boxing?
You know Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson?
I just read an article about that this morning.
Yeah, tell us about it. What did it say?
It's like July 26th, and it's in Arlington, Texas.
And tickets are cheap.
Jerry Jones' little place over there where the Cowboys play.
Oh, that's where it's going to be at?
Yes. Yeah, 80,000 can be there for that if they like.
Whoa, that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
He's going to be right up in it.
Yeah, what do you think? Gibson.
I'm taking Gibson.
You taking Gibson for real? Are you going to the game? Yes. I mean, to the boxing? Are you really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll sell them. I will sell them in a heartbeat.
Anybody want them?
If you want it, I have three tickets, and I will sell them.
Three?
You got how'd you get? You got tickets for this already?
He bought three tickets already.
You bought three?
Bought them.
Okay.
Is that not crazy?
Was that for you and the missus and Goodson?
Me? No, no. Not Lori, you couldn't drag her to it. Me and Goodson, and then I just bought one because I don't want people sitting around me.
But what if they were fighting with tennis rackets? Would that appeal a little more? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going unless I sell them. But
you
seriously
bought three tickets?
Yeah.
How much? Can I ask?
You can ask.
You can ask.
Yes.
He's not going to tell you.
Sure, you can ask.
He can ask all you want.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want a ticket, DM me.
Yeah, hit us up.
Message Travis Perry on Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I looked at that confirmation email. I went, whoa.
The next morning, he calls me. Because he calls me every morning. I get to work way before he does, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So he calls me every morning when he's finally up and about to be here.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I had a nightmare that I bought tickets to the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight.
I said, oh, thank goodness, that was a dream. Now I open my email. Congratulations. You're going.
I went, pack your bag.
Pack your bag.
So do you think you think Tyson's got a chance?
If it's a short fight, he can win it.
Right.
Oh, he's still got power. He just don't have the lungs and the legs.
Yeah, there are rumors going around, oh, they're going to wear helmets or that kind of thing. Somebody said, no, that's absolutely not the case. No helmets.
There'll be no helmets.
Yeah.
He let one of them walk out with a padded helmet on.
And they're also saying, okay, how long are the rounds going to be? 2 minutes and how
15
many?
15 seconds.
Right.
Four 15-second massive
gonna
bout.
Be 8 2-minute rounds, so there's a lot of speculation going on. So it hadn't been locked down yet, as far as rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you're not totally committed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's going to show up.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fashion show.
Can we move up a seat?
They're hitting each other with pool noodles.
Can we move up a seat? That one got hit in the face with a bag of oranges.
Okay.
So, yeah. I saw Chuck Deloach last night. Do you remember Chuck Deloach from Bainbridge?
I know the name.
That's the power company dude, right?
Yeah, Georgia Telephone. In fact, this is funny. I'm at Outback. Here was my plan last night. Goodson didn't want to go with me.
That. Wow.
Okay. And that's odd, but he was tired, and he had some homework, so.
Right.
I mean, homework, small work.
Yeah.
On homework is what I say.
Nobody wants to
homework,
do that.
Homework, small work, on homework. So I'm going to go to Outback and get me a bowl of soup, potato soup.
Bald.
Bald.
No topping. And have a cup of drinks and then go to the club.
And get the.
The club.
And the country club.
Firecracker shrimp.
Firecracker shrimp.
But.
No firecracker sauce.
The shrimp tempura sauce.
Where's the club?
Country club.
Oh, does the country club open at night for dining?
Oh, yes, till 10.
Yeah.
Till 10. Really?
What are you talking about, Dave?
Oh, wow.
They're open breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, yeah, they got it right away. Except for Monday. Anytime you want to go eat, we'll go eat.
Wow.
They got good food there.
Yep.
Okay.
So I was going to do the potato soup.
Bald.
And go to the club and get the firecracker shrimp without the firecracker sauce with the tempura sauce on the side.
Right.
So I told.
I would hate to be your waiter.
So I told at Outback, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Brittany and Destiny.
What? Where are you going?
I didn't do that, Dave, automatically.
Talking like a DJ.
It's Destiny on center stage.
Can you get to the Chuck Deloach part of the story?
So I'm sitting there watching golf, and I told Brittany, I said, I do not want my regular, which is a Tito's and Sprite with cranberry. I said, I want your best flavorful margarita. So she made me one. Mm-hmm. And I sucked it down. Boy, it was good. And so I'm starting on the second one. And this guy walks over to me and just stops and just turns and with his weird smile and just staring at me. Right. And I'm looking at him, and after about 10 seconds, which is long,
yeah,
I finally go, so I guess you know me from somewhere?
You said that.
I did. I said, so I guess you know me from somewhere? And he opens his mouth and has food all in it. And he was real bad about that. Ooh. And I went, chuck the lotion. And he just starts laughing and he's spraying food.
Oh, my God.
And so he's sitting right over there. So I go over and meet his new wife and his child. Very, very pretty lady and child. Mm-hmm. Son's name was Ethan.
Ethan.
And so we talked for a few minutes. And I left because Chuck, once he starts talking to you, he really talks to you.
No, yeah.
He don't really talk to you.
I had a ranch water last night. You know what that is? Mm-mm. It's tequila sparkling water and lime juice, mm-hmm. and it was very good.
Well, don't do that. You're too young, Brady.
Right.
So I left out back and went to see Shannon at the country club, and I got the firecracker shrimp, no firecracker sauce,
mm-hmm.
then pure sauce on the side.
Wow.
And it was very good.
You know anything about bets?
It's
like about bets?
What kind of bets?
For the NCAA tournament?
No.
March Madness?
I don't watch basketball. But Auburn, did you see my text? Mr. Basketball sitting over here?
Uh-huh.
Show him. Show
Dad, it's not even you. It's just some dude with the same name as you.
No, it's me, Brady.
That's not you. Wire Bluegrass Sports Nation post Travis Perry's name, Mr. Kentucky of Basketball.
I'm Mr. Basketball, Dave.
Wow, okay. Okay.
Cool. Anywho, that's all the food for this week. We have any good food?
Well, it's fun hearing about a two-course meal in two different locations.
You brought me some Hacienda. Finally got it right.
Hacienda Azul.
Third time is the charm.
All right.
That's about it.
Okay. Gutson. Not much on food this week.
Never mind.
I saw Josh that used to work at Hunt's. His daughter had a 13th birthday, and they had it at Hacienda, and I saw them there Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
So shout out to Josh and his beautiful daughter turning 13.
Nice. Okay.
And I got to see Miles. There was a little disturbance going on about Miles' employment out at the spa. I went and saw him. Hopefully they're going to get that worked out because they've certainly done him wrong. or at least that side of the story was.
Because they've certainly done him wrong.
I'm sure the other side was done wrong by Miles. But mm-hmm. I don't think Miles would do anybody wrong. Good guy. Good heavy equipment. If you need a heavy equipment run.
I was about to say, you need a heavy equipment operator, Miles
DM me,
is your
Miles
guy.
Is the guy. That guy can pick up a dime with a forklift.
Is he the guy that came by here with the Bobcat? Different person?
No.
Okay.
No, that's Neil from across the street.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Okay. Never mind. That ain't worth it.
Yeah.
But we're on spring break.
Good.
You're on
good.
What?
Spring break.
I don't see.
We're on spring break.
I've learned from Joe Biden to not go back and correct any of your speeches.
Any mistakes.
Don't do it.
Okay. Don't do it.
Sounds
do
good.
Do not do that game.
Okay.
So we will see y'all next Thursday when we return with many glorious stories.
Oh, yay. That'll be exciting.
That is exciting. I can't wait. I want to hear all about that. Remember, cordbuddy.com, thecordbuddy.com, membersoftheband.com, on Facebook, The Chord Buddy, and Striking a Chord.
Thank you so much. Please spread the word of Chord Buddy and our podcast because it's literally about nothing. Why people would listen is beyond me. Brady, until next time. Be kind to someone.
To contact Chord Buddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Chord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at chordbuddy.com. That's chordbuddy.com. Also thechordbuddy.com and membersoftheband.com. Listen next time for the Chord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Chord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcasts. podcast platforms. Find out more at CordBuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Cord Buddy.